Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Silk Plus members. Now, sometimes I bring you serious and meaningful history, and sometimes I bring you light and silly history. Well, today is the latter situation. I'm basically going to pour rainbow-colored sugar into your ears. What you're about to hear is not, and probably will never be, in a history textbook. This is a curious and campy true crime story about a bunch of college pranks. I'll walk you through the history of a rivalry between two universities that's resulted in a bunch of curious pranks. Now, the pranks themselves aren't that inventive. For example, one prank involves the stealing of an axe, and another one involves the stealing of a mascot costume. Yeah, pretty mundane stuff. But the backstory, the planning, execution, and fallout from these pranks is the juicy juice of joy. These are not simple thefts, but rather, they are complicated heists. Or a better description is that they are crazy capers. These pranks involve a fake body made out of straw, a bank vault, an armored car, smoke bombs, ransoms, the police, the world's ugliest mascot, and Sports Illustrated. What you are about to hear will sound like an article in The Onion, or a mockumentary, or a fake story written as an April Fool's Day joke. But the backstory and the details of these pranks are real. The backstory even involves a shady story about the NFL and some fun facts about the Super Bowl. Yeah, I like this stuff. I enjoy digging into the history of pranks, hoaxes, and similar kinds of mischievous skullduggery. So you can expect more episodes in the near future about other pranks, hoaxes, and stories of flimflam. But for now, lean back, close your eyes, and settle into my time machine of tranquility. I hope this episode distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels. A History of College Pranks, The Big Game, The Stolen Axe, and The Ugly Tree. This is the story of one rivalry and many pranks between two universities in California. The two universities are the University of California at Berkeley and Stanford University. Both are located in the San Francisco Bay Area. The rivalry was centered around each university's enthusiasm to beat the other at football. And when I say football, I mean American football. And when I say American football, yeah, I mean the American sport that involves throwing and catching a ball, but rarely involves a foot touching a ball. In the rest of the world, the sport we call soccer is called football. Yeah, because it involves a foot constantly touching a ball. To my listeners outside the United States, I offer my deepest American apologies for our misuse of the term football. Anyway, this American football rivalry between the University of Cal at Berkeley and Stanford University started in 1892. This football rivalry is so tense that it's been called the big game since 1900. Which brings us to our first clump of fun facts about the NFL, the term Super Bowl, and the term the big game. Let's jump ahead to 1969. This is when the NFL, or National Football League, invented the term Super Bowl. Why? Because it was so much easier to say than the annual league championship game of the National Football League of the United States between the winners of the American Football Conference and the National Football Conference. Yeah, I think my jaw just cramped up. But where did the term Super Bowl come from? It was inspired by the name of those super bouncy balls that were popular at that time. Say it with me, Super Balls. And then the NFL did something else very smart in 1969. They trademarked the term Super Bowl, so anyone else using it must pay for the rights to say it or print it. But over the next several decades, sports announcers, sports writers, and even advertisers found a way to get around saying the term Super Bowl. They simply called it the big game. So what do you think the NFL tried to do in 2006? Yeah, the NFL tried to trademark the term the big game. Well, ain't that shady as all Hades? Now, besides the sports announcers, sports writers, and advertisers, guess who else was pretty steaming that the NFL was trying to trademark the term the big game? Yeah, UCal at Berkeley and Stanford University. They'd been calling their football rivalry the big game for over 100 years. They looked the NFL in the eye and they said, "Pox on you and your dirty trickery." The two universities then hired attorneys and filed a complaint with the trademark office. A year later, in 2007, the NFL retracted their request to trademark the term the big game. The two rival universities celebrated, and perhaps they even hugged each other in joy. Ain't that sweet? The NFL brought these two rival universities together. Well, at least for a brief moment in 2007. But let's go back to 1910 to hear another bit of fun trivia related to the rivalry between these universities. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.